is real.
能够在他们的中间能够成为一个真实的安慰，
so,
让他们能够预备自己来迎接他。
So that this may become a true comfort in their midst, so that they can prepare themselves for the coming of our Lord.
在第二节那里，又看，又接下来就讲了一件事情，因为你们自己明明晓得主来的日子好像夜间的贼一样。
Verse 2, it says, For you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like thief in the night.
一方面有一个盼望在那里，
On one hand, you have a hope over there.
但是对于弟兄姐妹来讲， 什么时候能够到？
But then for the brothers and sisters to know when he will come.
因为在那个患难当中， 实在是需要有莫大的怜悯。
Because in the tribulation, in that tribulation, they truly need a great mercy.
但是保罗在这里面要告诉他们一件事情， 主来的日子没有人能够知道。
But Paul here wants to tell people that the day of our Lord, no one knows when that is.
在这里面他稍微提到了一点点，当主来的时候，那一点点的那个灾难的时候，那个主来的日子是无法预测的。
Here he just spoke a little bit about that no one can predict when that day is.
这边讲到好像贼一样。
Over here it says that it's like a thief in the night.
没有人会通知你的。
No one will notify you.
就好像你今天做了一些事情，不像考像考大学一样，不是说你今天考了之后你就等待了一个成绩单来，你知道那个时候。
It's not like when you are applying for college, you know, you submit an application, you wait upon it.
你完全不知道什么时候到。You
don't know when's to come.
更是讲到在这里面，好像在夜间一样，是我们真正是最容易沉睡的时候。
And here it says that it's in the night. And at night, it is a time when people go to sleep.
当主再来的时候，圣经也有讲到，其实那个时候是一个罪孽最深重的时候，黑夜深沉的时候。
And our Lord also talked about that when during His day, when the Lord's day, it is also when the sin is at its deepest.
在第三节那边有讲到，更是有说到，当时所有人还在讲什么一件事情。 平安啊，没事的。And
here also talked about that while people are saying peace and safety, nothing's going to happen.
似乎他们就在忽略，不知否认神，否认耶稣，不知道神真正做事，他在做事。It's
like they are denying God and they don't know that God is working.
当主在那边说的时候。 当他好像夜间的贼，那时候来的时候，
and here that when he comes just like a thief in the night,
灾祸要忽然临到他们，
that destruction will come on them suddenly,
逃不掉的，
you cannot escape this.
他说如同产难临到怀胎的妇人一样，
just as labor pains on a pregnant woman,
当你怀了胎，你就必定会生产。
When you're pregnant, you will absolutely deliver.
讲到一件事情, 那个灾难必定来到。
And it means that this will come absolutely.
不是世人所说的平安稳妥。
It's different from what people are saying, peace and safety.
第三节的最后一句话, 他讲到, 他们绝不能逃脱。
In verse 3, lastly, it talked about, and they will not escape.
讲到那些不愿意跟从主、不愿意信主的， 他们在那一场灾难当中， 他们绝对无法逃脱的。
It says that those who are not willing to follow the Lord, they will not be able to escape.
不仅是不能逃脱， 是绝不能逃脱的。
Not only will not they cannot escape, but they absolutely will not be able to escape.
我读到这里的时候，我突然发现有一种感觉，好像那是一个死的判决。
When I read upon this, it almost feels like the judgment of death.
似乎在那个判决当中没有盼望，是一片黑暗。
In this judgment, there's no hope. It's all darkness.
而且要承受一切的刑罚。
And that they will bear all the punishment.
在我还不信主的时候，那时候。 人生当中啊，虽然还没有真正经历到这个主再来的那个感受，但是人生当中经历到一点点那种没有无望啊。
When I was still an unbeliever, although it's not like what here it says, but I've experienced a little bit of hopelessness.
当我在考大学联考第一次考的时候，我落榜。
When I was taking the college exams for the first time, I did not get into a college.
我觉得我应该可以上，那是我的盼望。
I thought I'm supposed to be able to attend one, but that was my hope.
拿了成绩单时，没有学校。
And after I received my grade, there's no school for me to go to.
心里面有一个好深好深的绝望。
In my heart, there's this deep hopelessness.
那感觉怎么天塌下来了？
It's almost like the sky is falling down.
那不是世界变黑白。
It's not the world is turning to black and white.
世界在我眼前没了。
There's no world in front of me.
苦说不出。
I couldn't express my pain.
好像陷在一个极深的一个深渊当中。
It's just like this deep wilderness that I'm in right now.
看人都不知道怎么样跟他们说话。
When I look at men, I don't know how to talk to them.
心中其实事实上只有期待一件事情，就是那个盼望。
There's
我的未来在哪里？
There's this hope in me, and I kept on asking, "Where's my future?"
在这里面更是讲到，主再来的那时候是那些所有没有真正相信接受的人是无法逃脱的一个灾难。
Here it says that, during the day of the Lord.For those unbelievers, that they will not be able to escape.
他们不仅要经过这灾难，而且将来是一个永死。
Not only will they experience this tribulation, but they will face eternal death.
我在祷告、在读经、默想的时候，我深深觉得一件事情。
When I was meditating upon this, I was.Praying this.
人在地上好像一个经历一个没有盼望的时候都已经很苦了，就讲说什么时候能够结束。
When men in the world, when they're in despair, they will think, when is this going to end?
更何况那些没有相信接受耶稣基督的，在这里面说到绝不能逃脱。
Now we talk about the unbelievers.That when they're in this despair, they will not, absolutely not be able to escape.
我开始为着一切能够在我中间在我身边还没有真正接受耶稣基督的人，真正不住为他们祷告。
I started praying for those around me who are still unbelievers.
那个痛苦。不是短暂的，将来是永远的。
The pain that they will experience is not only temporary, but it's going to be eternal.
你的手在火上烤个五分钟看看。
Bake your hand on top of the fire for 5 minutes. Try that.
将来那永死的地方是永远不会熄灭的火。
In eternity, the fire will not be put out.
第四节第五节，弟兄们，我你们却不在黑暗里，叫那日子临到你们像贼一样。你们都是光明之子，都是白昼之子。我们不是属黑夜的，也不是属幽暗的。
Verses 4 and 5, but you brothers who are not in darkness, so that this day should surprise you like a thief, you are all sons of the light and sons of the day. We do not belong to the night, nor to the darkness.
在这个死因幽暗之中，什么是人真正的一个盼望？
Here in the death and darkness, what is the true hope for men?
在耶稣基督里面。
In Jesus Christ.
约翰福音第一章第四节，生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
In Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 4, it says thatThere's life in him, and this light, the life is the light of men.
路加福音第一章第七十八节那边说到，我们的神怜悯的心肠，叫清晨的日光从高天临到我们，要照亮坐在死荫中、黑暗中死荫里的人，把我们的脚步引到平安的路上。
In Luke, Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verse 78, because the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven, to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace.
基督是我们的唯一的拯救。
Christ is our only salvation.
是清晨的日光从高天临到我们。
That he is...The light from the rising sun, which comes to us from heaven,
要照亮坐在黑暗中死荫里的人
and to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death.
在约翰一书第五章十二节那边讲到，人有了儿子，神的儿子就有生命；没有神的儿子就没有生命。
In 1 John chapter 5, it says.That he who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life.
在约翰福音一章十二节，他说：“凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄，做神的儿女。”
In Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 12, it says, that.Yet to all who received him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
当保罗在这边说到，你们因你们都是光明之子，都是白昼之子。
When Paul says that you are all son of the day, son of the light,
你要想到这是莫大的恩典怜悯。
You need to think that this is a great,grace and mercy.
我们本来都在死亡的洪流里面，没有一个人逃脱的。
We're all in the river of death. No one can escape.
但是如今能够成为光明之子，白昼之子。
But now we can all become sons of the light and sons of the day.
借着耶稣基督。
It is all through Jesus Christ.
我们今天不是靠着宗教，靠着学识，靠着能力，能够使我们成为光明之子，白昼之子。
Today we become light, the sons of the light and of the day is not according to religion or knowledge that we have.
灾祸必定要临到我们，除非在耶稣基督里。
Destruction will definitely come unto them unless we are in Jesus Christ.
在以弗所书第一章一到五节那里说到。
In Ephesians chapter 1,Verse 1 through 5.
你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。然而，神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。以弗所书一章二章一到十节，一到五节。
As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God,who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved.
在神的莫大怜悯当中，让我们看见了一个光。
In the great mercy of God, we see this light.
让我们甚至不在死荫的幽谷里面。
so that we are not in the valley of death.
能够看到我们在神儿子基督里面。
So that we will see that we are in the Son of God.
不仅是我们被迁到爱子国度里面，我们也成为神的儿女。
Not only are we brought into the Son of God's kingdom, but we are also in Him.
是神莫大的怜悯。
This is a great mercy of God.
第七节，第六、第七节里面说到，所以我们不要睡觉，像别人一样，总要警醒谨守，因为睡的人是在夜间睡，醉了的人是在夜间醉。
Verse 6 and 7 says, So then let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be alert and self-controlled. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk at night.
这边讲到一件事情，当我们是光明之子，是白昼之子的时候，这里面要告诉我们一件事情，不要睡觉，不要像别人一样。
Here it says that when we are the sons of the light and sons of the day, do not be like others who are asleep.
不要睡觉，不是叫你们今天晚上就不要睡觉。
It says who are asleep. It doesn't mean that you don't go to sleep tonight.
让里面在你里面不要昏睡。
It says that do not fall asleep in your inner being.
不知道神的作为。
That you do not know the doings of the God, of our God.
像别人一样，这里的别人乃是说到那个不信的人。
Here, when it says that, do not be like others. This others means the unbelievers.
那边讲到睡了的人，醉了的人是属黑夜的，是属幽暗的。
It says that those who fall asleep, they belong to the night.
睡那是说到放松。不加提防，也是一个懒惰的情形，也有可能是不寻求神的事情。
Sleeps talks about ungodliness. It talks about that you are unguarded, that you are relaxed.
对于神的作为是完全没有完全是隔绝的。
That to the doing to the work of God, is complete separation from that.
醉，这个夜间醉，醉了的人夜间醉。
For those who get drunk, they get drunk at night.
这个我不晓得大家有没有喝醉过。
I don't know if you have ever gotten drunk.
以前呢，我是常喝酒的，常常醉，没酒量又喜欢喝酒。
Before, I loved to drink. I didn't have good tolerance, but I loved to drink.
那个醉，说到我们里面是不清楚的，看不清楚，模模糊糊的。
Sin, it makes us unable to see clearly.Everything is obscure.
你不能分辨那个环境，你不能分辨那个人和所有一切事物。
You cannot differentiate the environment, the circumstances around you.
甚至那个罪带下来是一个权势，是一个力量，好像你被它辖制住，被它控制住了。
And that drunkenness it brings.It's controlling you.
你想要跳出来，可是你是软弱的，根本不可能的。
Even if you want to escape, but you are weak, it's impossible for you to do so.
是在黑暗当中出不来的。
That you dwell in darkness, you cannot escape it.
他这里面要告诉我们一件事情，总要警醒谨守。
Here it tells us one thing that we need to be alert and self-controlled.
不要像别人一样。
Do not be like others.
不要像那些属黑暗、属幽暗的人，黑夜属黑夜的、属幽暗的一样。
Do not be like those that belong to the night.
要像光明之子。
You need to be like the sons of light.
那说到我们的生活，我们的见证，我们能够看到主的工作，我们看到主的托付，我们也能够明白神的心意。
It says that in our life and our witness, our testimony, that we need to know and be like the heart of God.
实在是有一个分别为圣的生活。
And that we need to be separate and be holy.
知道我们是为主而活。
And to know that we're living for our Lord.
光明之子，一方面不要睡觉，让我们真是心中不要再 随着世界的潮流，随着现在这个罪恶的这个网罗和辖制里面。
As the sons of the light, we do not conform to the sinful world.
我碰到一个年轻人，他有一个 iPhone。
I met a young person. He had an iPhone.
不是说 iPhone 有 iPhone 就错哈。
It's not to say that you're wrong by having an iPhone.
直到有一天，他把那个参加一个活动，他把那个 iPhone 交出去。他说那个活动里面不能有 iPhone， 不能拿着 iPhone。
Until one day he went into an event and he gave away his iPhone because in that event.It was restricted to have an iPhone.
那个孩子突然之间不知道要怎么过生活了。
That child all of a sudden did not know how to live.
那个 iPhone 没有 iPhone 之后就成了行尸走肉一样。
Without iPhone, he became like a walking dead.
不要再像那些睡觉一样，都被辖制了，我们都不知道。
Don't become like those who have fallen, who fell asleep. Even when you're under control and authority of something, you still don't know.
世界叫你往左你就往左，世界叫你往右你就往右。
If the world tells you to go towards the right or the left, you will do so.
我们里面有一个复活的生命呢，是向着天的。
We have this resurrecting life, that's pointing towards the heaven.
在我们里面是能够要活出一个新人和新样的。
In our from within, we need to live out a new life.
总要能够警醒谨守。
That we need to be alert and self-controlled.
你能够真正的知道神到底在做什么事？
You
神的旨意如何？
Then you will be able to know the work of God and what is the will of God.
你记不记得主耶稣在客西马尼园祷告的时候？有门徒跟着他去。
Do you remember that Jesus, when he was praying in Gethsemane,
在那个极深的黑夜当中
，in the deep darkness of the night,
门徒实在困了，睡了。
That the disciples they were truly tired and they fell asleep.
主耶稣一直告诉他们说：“你们不能警醒片刻祷告吗
？”And Jesus, the Lord asked them, "Can't you be stay alert?"
你们不能警醒片刻祷告吗
？Why can't you stay alert for just a while and pray?
在客西马尼园，接下来有一件神莫大的救恩的事情要发生了。
From Gethsemane and on, there's this great thing that's going to happen.
那个惊天动地、宇宙间最大的事情要发生了。
That the earth-shattering event is about to happen.
不能警醒片刻，能够来到神面前祷告吗
？Why can't you be alert and pray?
这里面要告诉我们一件，把我们这个属世的眼光全部调转。能够看着他。
Here it's talking about that we need to turn our worldly eyes and gaze upon him.
主耶稣二次，第二次要再来了。
The Lord Jesus will come again.
我们不能警醒片刻祷告吗
？Can't we stay and be alert and pray for just a while?
主耶稣要再来，刚刚说到，主自己说过。天使说过，连保罗使徒自己的也都说过。
The day of the Lord will come again. The Lord talked about it. Angel talked about it. Paul talked about it.
让我们心回转归向他。
May our heart be turned around and to given unto Him.
这里面说到那个光明之子，实在是讲到我们在神面前那个生活态度，我们在神面前那个一切的行事为人。
Here it talks about the light of the sons of the light. It talks about our attitude that we're living in front of God.
一个人怎么样能够真实的活在神面前，能够像光明之子
？How can someone live in front of God to become the sons of the light？
能够真实的灵里面清楚。能够在主面前生活节制不虚度能够活在神面前能够守住神的道
So that he may guard and keep the word of God and to live in God's will
能够真实的明白神的心意以至于在我们这个在生活当中能够活出真实的见证
And to know the will of God so that we may bear true testimony
更是我们心里面预备他的再来
AndIn our heart, we will prepare for His second coming.
在以弗所书第五章八到二十一节那边说到
In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8 through 21, it says,
他说, 从前啊, 你们是暧昧的, 第五章, 8到21节, 但如今在主里面是光明的, 行事为人, 就当像光明的儿女。
For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord.
第九节,
Live as children of light.
光明所结的果子, 就是一切良善, 公义,
For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth.
每次讲到主再来的时候,
Every time when we talk about the coming of the Lord, not only do we need to prepare, but we also need to be alert.
看到还有许多人没有真正的认识我们的主。
You see that many people, they still don't know our Lord.
一个迷失的灵魂需要我们的主
a spirit that is lost, that spirit, that soul needs our Lord.
另一方面，常常也看到，要在我们的生命当中能够不住的有圣灵果子，能够见证神，能够荣耀神。
And that in our lives that we may bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit so that we may bear testimony.
总要查验何为主所喜悦的事。 第十节,
and that we and to find out what pleases the Lord.
从主的话中当中，我们能够是否是不是能够看到什么是神所喜悦的事情？
From the words of our Lord, can we truly see what pleases the Lord?
以至于我们真正的在所有一切事情上面是为了讨他喜悦而活。
So that in all things that we do, we're trying to please Him.
11到14节讲到怎么样能够除去暧昧的事情。他说：“那暧昧无意的事，不要与人同行，倒要责备行这事的人，因为他们暗中所行的，就提出来，是也是可耻的。凡事受了责备，就被光显明出来，因为一切能显明的，就是光。所以主说：你们这睡着的人，当醒过来。” 从死里复活，基督就要光照你了。From verses 11 through 14,
it says that have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret, but in everything exposed by the light becomes visible. For it is light that makes everything visible. This is why it is said, Wake up, O sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you.
这是福音的宝贝，就是当主自己来的时候，他能够将我们里面的一切隐情能够显露出来。This
is the preciousness of the gospel, is that when Christ comes again, that He will expose everything in us.
圣灵也要借着十字架，把我们这所有一切不讨他喜悦能够除去。And
the Holy Spirit, through the cross, it will take away all the things that are displeasing to Him.
让我们真是能够在行事为人当中，能够与我们的主的生命相称。
So that all that we do may be worthy to our with our Lord.
在15节、26节那边说到我们。 怎么样能够要谨慎行事，活在主面前，能够真实有一个教会、一个肢体的生活。Verse
15, it talks about that be very careful on how you live. It talks about how we live as a church.
你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人，要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil.
在这个世代当中，我们要行事，我们需要主。In
the days,
在这个世代当中，行事，我们需要主。In
the days, in these days, when we do things, we need our Lord.
主是光，他引导我们。
Lord is light. He guides us.
他是我们的智慧，他要教导我们如何在地上行事为人。
He is our wisdom, and He will teach us how to live in the world.
爱惜光阴。
And you need to treasure time, making the most of every opportunity.
我在主日学那班，我们在讲灵修生活。
In Sunday school, we're talking about devotion.
有一件事情我一定会跟弟兄姐妹提起来的。
There's one thing that I will always mention it to brothers and sisters.
每一个人要学习安静在神面前的时候，第一个挑战事情就是说没有时间。
Every person, the challenge for every person to come in front of God to be and to be quiet in front of God is that the excuse is they don't have time.
我说三十分钟在你一天当中不可能吗
？I ask, is it impossible to get 30 minutes out of your life every day?
我们滑手机啊，半个小时会够不够
？While you're for you to swipe your smartphone, does it take 30 minutes every day?
有时候上网本来是要看个新闻，就一坐坐个一小时没了。
Sometimes when you go online, you want to read the news, and then without knowing, an hour passes.
回家好累，就要躺一下，就一躺一个小时也没了。
After you got home, you're really tired. You'll take a nap, and you nap for an hour.
求主能够帮助我们，不是说做，不是说那些事情是做是错。
May the Lord help us. That I'm not saying that those things are wrong.
乃是说到光阴，神给我们的盼望，在那个光阴当中，我们能够与爱我们的主。我们的良人相亲。
It's talking about that with the time that the Lord has given to us, that we may use this time to have an intimate relationship with our lover.
看到神在地上有许许有那个计划，一直不断的往前去。
That we see that there's so many plans from God that's ongoing.
我们这个人是不是能够跟上神的脚步？第一个挑战就在时间当中。
Can we follow?Upon the footsteps of our Lord, of our God.
十七节，不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
Verse 17 says, "Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is."
十八节，不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
Verse 18, "Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Indeed, instead be filled with the Spirit."
这里面说到圣灵在我们里面不住的引导我们，吸引着我们，带领着我们。
It's talking about the Holy Spirit is constantly guiding us, teaching us.
甚至让圣灵充满，讲到说圣灵在我们里面的这个管制到一个地步，能够主治的主自己的生命能够在我们里面是丰满，能够满溢出来。
It says that to a point that when we are filled with the Spirit, that the life of the Lord may be lived out from us.
能够用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对唱，口唱心和，赞美我们的主。
Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord.
凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。
In everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, give thanks to our Father.
当我们每天认真活在神面前的时候
，When every day when we live, in front of the God seriously,
其实有好多好多事情，你可以看到神好多好多在我们身上所成就的工作。
There are many things you can see many things that God has accomplished in us.
当我们真实谦卑来到他面前
，When we truly come in front of Him in humility.
看到感受到神的工作，神是如此的恩待我们。
And when we see, when we feel that God is truly graceful on us,
我们心中必定发出敬拜和赞美。
Then we will definitely, the praises and worship will definitely come out from us.
鼓励弟兄姐妹，常常每次来到主面前的时候，总是能够思想神在我们身上的作为。
I encourage brothers and sisters that when you come in front of our Lord, you will think upon the work that He has done on you.
神把我们带到美国，能够念书。
God has brought us to the United States to study.
给我们聪明才智，能够学习。
To give us intelligence, wisdom.
给我们一个好的环境，让我们在神面前，在他面前能够认识他。
To give us a great good environment so that we may know him.
能够领受他宝贝的话语。
To receive the precious words from him.
这已经是莫大的恩典了。
What a great grace this is.
还有好多地方没有机会。
There's so many other things that we don't have an opportunity to observe.
甚至冒着生命危险，就是为了要聚集。
And there are many other places that they don't have the opportunity, and they gather in midst of danger.
当我们真正看到神奇妙作为的时候，真实的敬拜、赞美、哈利路亚，感谢我们的主。
When we truly see the miraculous work of God, then we will sing hallelujah and praises to Him.
又当凭纯敬畏的心彼此顺服。
Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ.
常常活在神面前，真是能够警醒啊，谨守，知道神的作为，也让神能够更新我们的心，哎，让我们心意更新而变化。
To live in front of our God, to know His will, not only that, but to be transformed and be renewed in our heart, of our heart.
使我们真正能够查验神成全善良可喜悦的旨意。
So that we may examine what is His
成全善良可喜悦的旨意。
That His perfect, His good will.
让神改变我们这个人，更多的体贴他的心。
So God will change us so that we may know His heart better.
在彼得后书第一章五到十节那边说到
，In Second Peter chapter one, verse
彼得后书对不起，彼得后书一章五到十节
，Chapter one, verse five to ten。
那边讲到一件事情，其实主已经把那个生命和金钱的道理已经赐给了我们了。
Here it says that God has already given us.The way of godliness,
让我们能够在主的道理当中真正的了解他，能够因为知道更是能够格外的殷勤。
That the truth has already been given to us, therefore we may work even harder towards His path.
正因这缘故，你们要分外的殷勤。有了信心，又要加上德行。有了德行，又要加上知识；有了知识，又要加上节制；有了节制，又要加上忍耐；有了忍耐，又要加上敬虔；有了敬虔，又要加上爱弟兄的心；有了爱弟兄的心，又要加上爱众人的心。你们若充充足足的有这几样，就必使你们在认识我们的主耶稣基督上，不至于闲懒不结果子了。人若没有这几样，就是瞎眼，只看见近处的，忘了他旧日的罪已经得了洁净。所以，弟兄们，应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙召的、所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。你们若行这几样，就永不失脚。这样必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。
For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But if anyone does not have them,He is nearsighted and blind, and has forgotten that he has been cleansed from his past sins. Therefore, my brothers, be all the more eager to make your calling election sure. For if you do these things, you will never fall, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
所以光是从这几节圣经里面，我们就看到神在我们身上，在他的旨意当中，其实是何等的浩大。
So through these few verses, you will see that the will of God on us, how great that will is.
盼望神的一切作为不是与我们擦肩而过。
May God's work will not just pass us by.
像是在这个夜间醉的人，还有睡的人一样。
Just like those who are drunk at night and who have fallen asleep.
在第八节，保罗那边讲到一件事情，这个警守他又用了另外一个比喻，就好像是当兵的一个服勤务的。
In verse 8, Paul used another analogy. It's just like while you're in the army, that you are the quartermasters.
护心镜、遮胸，还有头盔，能够真实的戴上。
That you have a breastplate and a helmet that you have to wear.
在罗马书也有提到，在以赛亚书也有提到，在以弗所书也都有提到那个全副的军装。
In the book of Romans, in the book of Isaiah, in the book of Ephesians, it all talked about the full armor that you have to put on.
那是全是在基督的一个品格，成为我们一切的保护。
It is the quality of Christ that became our protection.
使我们能够在这个弯曲悖谬的时代当中，能够站立的稳，能够抵挡仇敌，而且成就了一切，还能够站立的稳。
So that we may in today's evil times, that we may guard ourselves against the enemy, and that he has accomplished everything.And that we can continue to stand firm.
心和头在这里面是讲到身体的重要部分。
Your heart and your head, it talks about these are critical parts of our body.
护心镜啊，我就想说是不是像现在那种防弹衣一样啊
？A breastplate. Sometimes I think of it as body armor.
那个恶者的火箭啊。这个所有的试探啊，一下子把我们心给攻下来了。
The arrows from the evil one will very soon conquer our hearts.
这个头盔要戴上啊，打仗啊，如果是没有戴头盔啊，一打到没了。
Well, if you're fighting in battle, if you don't wear your helmet, if something strikes you, then you'll immediately perish.
他这边讲到一个信心，一个爱心。和一个真实的得救的盼望是何等的宝贵。
It talks about faith. How precious is the faith, love, and the hope of salvation?
记不记得在《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第一章一开始的时候，保罗如何称赞帖撒罗尼迦的教会
？In remember in the first chapter of Thessalonians, how Paul praised.The Church of Thessalonica.
他们能够成为众教会的一个榜样。
That this church has become an example of all the other churches.
因为他们在神第一章第三节，在神我们的父面前不住的纪念你们因信心所做的功夫，因爱心所受的劳苦，因盼望我们主耶稣基督所存的忍耐。
We continually, in chapter 1, verse 3, we continually remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ.
在我们跟随的路上，那个信心。
On the path of our following, this faith.
你相信神的所事，相信神的所作。
If you trust in God's work and you if you trust in God himself
相信神的大能应许和计划他必定要成就
if you trust his power his plan and his promise that everything will be accomplished
能够坚定的在他面前因为 他实在是不仅是能够信得过的神而且是值得我们信靠的神
to stand firmly in front of him to know that he is someone that we can put our trust into
在旧约当中，当神把以色列百姓从埃及中救出来的时候
，In the Old Testament, when God brought the Israelites out of Egypt,
他叫他们不要再倚靠那个埃及的势力了。
He said to them, "Do not rely anymore on the power of the Egyptians."
出埃及也不是叫他们独立。
After you have exited Egypt, it's not saying to them that they can be independent.
出埃及是叫他们信靠神。
to exit out of Egypt is to ask them to trust in God.
今天神把我们从罪恶当中救拔出来，也不是叫我们独立。
And today, when God save us out of sins, it's not telling us to become independent.
能够信靠他。
It's telling us to trust in Him.
希伯来书常常有讲到一个那个信心的锚能够抛在我们的主耶稣基督身上。
In the book of Hebrews, it says,
信心的锚抛在我们的主的身
上。That the spear of faith, cast the spear of faith.Unto our Lord.
所有一切的信心伟人，在希伯来书第十一章那边说。
All of the faithful ones that listed in the book of Hebrews.
因为信那所看不见的，他们在地上的生活、他们的处事、他们的选择，都跟世人不一样。
Because of their faith, that all of For them, all of their choices are different from all the other worldly people.
那个真实的爱
That true love.
说到与神与人的关系
It talks about the relationship between man and God.
主耶稣自己也曾经讲过，你们要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命中的第一条，且是最大的。其次相仿，就是要爱人如己。
And the Lord says that in the book of Matthew, it says that you need to love your Lord with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your strength. And this is the greatest in all the commandments. And secondly, it is the same. It is for you to love. It is for you to love others just as you love yourself.
不仅向着神，那起初的爱没有失去。
Not only this describes the first love that you haven't lost, the first love.
在彼此之间，也因着主爱，我们能够彼此切实相爱。
In our midst, because of the love of our Lord, that we may truly love one another.
罗马书那边讲到，爱就能够完全的律法。
And in the book of Romans, it talks about love has completed.Laws, the law.
我们若能够彼此相爱，众人就可以认出我们是他的门徒了。
If we truly love one another, then men will be able to recognize us as the men of God.
那实在是一个见证。
That talks about a testimony.
得救的盼望。
The hope of salvation.
那个盼望实在是一个很大的力量。
That hope truly possesses great power.
不仅我们只是因信称义，成为神的儿女。
Not only have we become the sons and daughters of God, and we are righteous by faith.
在这条路上面，让主自己改变我们，实在是能够像我们的主。
And on this path, allow the Lord to change us so that we may become more like Him.
在我们里面还有一个将来，那个身体得赎。
In us, there's this future that our body will be saved.
能够真是将来能够在荣耀里能够与他一同在一起。
So that in the future, in glory, we may be with him.
盼望是我们里面一切的力量。
Hope is the strength in us.
这个盼望也实在能够把我们带到他里面，能够得到那个基业。
And this hope will be able to bring us into God to receive the inheritance.
在约翰一书第三章第二节那边说了，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。
Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known.But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
在之前我就讲到，当一个人陷在一个绝望里面的时候，是何等的可怕。
Before I was already talked about, how dangerous it is for someone to fall into despair.
你在这个世上好像没有一条出路一样。
It seems like there's no way out in this world.
做这个不顺，做那个也不顺。
Whatever you do, there's trouble.
但是在基督里，这个得救的盼望却是一个活泼的。
But in Christ, this hope is a living hope.
能够带我们不住的往前。
That this hope can take us constantly forward.
因为我们深深知道将来我们必与他，必与他相见。
Because we truly know that one day we will see him again.
保罗要在这里面告诉一件，告诉弟兄姐妹一件事情：基督是全然的一切的保护，基督是那所有所有的一切。
Paul is telling brothers and sisters that Christ is the protection of all things, that Christ is everything.
现在那个那边的弟兄已经跟随了主一段时日了。
Now the brothers and sisters over there, they have followed Christ, the Lord for some time already.
他盼望那个主再来，实在是能够真正的带下一个更深的一个盼望。
He is hoping that the coming of our of the Lord will bring out a true hope.
因为在第九节、第十节里边看到一个神的一个计划，神不是预定我们受刑，乃是预定我们要借着我们主耶稣基督得救。他替我们死，叫我们无论醒着睡着都与他同活。
For God, verse 9 and 10, For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us so that, whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him.
神救赎的计划不是临时才想到的。
The plan, God's plan of salvation is not, he didn't think of it all of a sudden.
神的救赎计划在创世以前就已经预定了。
The plan of salvation was already predestined before the creation of the world.
神就一步一步的按着他的心意不断的执行往前。
And God, in accordance to his plan, his will, step by step has progressed.
让我们深知道他开始了，他必定要成就。
And so that we may know whatever he began in us, he will accomplish.
我们不信心不至于在那个将来不是在一个永死，一个完全受刑，一个永死的地步。
So that in our faith, we know that we will not suffer in eternal death.
乃是要与他同活。
It is that instead we will live along with him.
那是何等的荣耀的活泼的盼望。
What a glorious and living hope this is.
以前我们工作的时候，我们喜欢在一个小组里面，那个组啊，每次做什么工作，他一定一开始一定结束，而且做得很好。
Before, when I was working, I loved to be in a group or a project in which that project will finish what it started.
他只要一开始在那个组里面，他就知道将来那个结束的时候，哇，老板称赞他的样子。
If this person is in that project or group, he will know, he can envision the praise from the supervisor after it's accomplished.
那个选边站啊。
That talks about you choose the right side to stand with.
但是主自己整个救赎的计划更是荣耀。
But the plan of salvation from our Lord is even more glorious.
地上的事情没有办法跟他相比。
There's no comparison of anything from this world.
地上所有一切都要过去。
All things in the world will vanish, will pass away.
但是他的旨意永远长存。
But his will last forever.
能够在他的旨意当中能够与他同享荣耀。
That in his will we may partake in his glory.
当保罗在说这些事情的时候，能够成为在那里铁撒罗尼迦弟兄姐妹的一个激励。
And when Paul is describing all these things to the brothers and sisters of Thessalonica, that it may become an encouragement to them.
所以保罗在这里面告诉他们说，你们要彼此的劝慰，互相的建立，正如你们素常所行的。
So in verse 11, Paul says, Therefore encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing.
彼此的能够安慰，彼此 能够因为主在主的爱中，我们能够被建立起来。
That you are comforting one another, that in the Lord, that you are building each other up.
主似乎在那个终点等待着我们。
It seems that the Lord is waiting for us at the finish line.
我们在这个地上，我们在什么地方似乎是软弱的，似乎是没看清楚了。
In this world, it seems like there are areas where we're weak, and there are areas that we cannot see clearly.
似乎还是在，或许在这挣扎之中。
It seems that we're still struggling through.
但是，是不是能够转头来看看我们的主？
But can we turn around and gaze upon our Lord?
让我们真正能够因着看到主，我们心里面有一个阿们，说主必再来。
So.Because we see our Lord in our heart, we can say Amen, because we know that the Lord will come once again.
让我们一同在这个地上，我们学习能够警醒谨守。
So that in this world we may be alert and be self-controlled.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
主盼望你的话，让我们能够再一次活起来。
Lord, how we hope that your words may help us to live once again.
让我们心单单的来到你面前。
So our hearts may come in front of you.
因为我们需要你。
Because we need you.
因为我们离了你，我们真的不能做什么。
Because apart from you, we cannot do anything.
盼望。你对着在帖撒罗尼迦教会的弟兄姐妹的鼓励，也成为我们在我们中间的鼓励。
How we hope that the encouragement that you have to the Church of Thessalonica may become the same encouragement to us.
让我们彼此劝慰，互相建立。
So that we may encourage one another and to build each other up.
祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢神常常把他的话赐给我们。
We thank God for giving us His word.
我们要求圣灵帮助我们。
We need to ask the Holy Spirit to help us.
让我们真正的认识神的话在说什么。
To help us to truly understand what His word is talking about.
我听说有我们刚刚信主的一些弟兄姐妹在读经上花了不少功夫。
I heard that some recently believers they spend a lot of time on reading the word.
听了非常高兴。